my first question is, Maharaj, regarding preaching. So how far preaching is necessary in one's life? I mean, to progress in one's own bhajan. Because personally speaking, in my case, I have no inclination for preaching. So will it affect my bhajan also? Because I do not feel any inclination for preaching. For instance, if I have 4 hours, I can do...
Okay, I got it.
I can chant...
I got what you're saying. So your question... The question is, how essential is it to preach? How essential is preaching to bhajan? So, I'm going to turn it down a little bit. Hare Krishna. So... Bhajan is what's a modern term, means to worship Krishna. Bhaj. Bhaj means to worship. Bhajaniya. And Bhajanandi. Absorbed in the bliss of bhajan. Of course, that term is in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's books, but I haven't seen it anywhere else in Goswami books. But the point is that bhakti, sadhana bhakti, there's two types of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana and raghunoga sadhana. And the purpose of sadhana bhakti is to develop love for Krishna. There's the sadhana and the sadhya. The sadhya is the goal, the objective, sometimes called prayojan. And the goal or objective is pure love of God, not a Krishna prema, braja prema. Lord Chaitanya taught Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, we should love Radha and Krishna Vrindavan. Moreover, we should be the gopis of Radharani and servants of Radharani. These are the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnava. But you're just asking an open-end question about preaching the glories of God, Ram, Krishna, Vishnu, that he may be Ramanandi. Assuming your question is assumed you're in ISKCON and you're talking about preaching about Radha and Krishna and Gauranga. But you only asked about preaching. So preaching means kirtan, kirti. So the basic thing is that to attain prema and Vaikuntha, we have to follow vaidhi sadhana. To attain prema of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, we have to follow raghunoga sadhana, bhakti. In both Vaidhi and Raghunoga, there's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, Vandanam, Parasevanam, like this. All these 9 limbs are there. But some minor differences and some minor emphasis and focus is different. When one has some natural ruchi and taste and attraction to worship Radha and Krishna Vrindavan, and then he focuses his reading in a particular way, his chanting and remembrance in a particular way, and his living habits, he may try to live in Braj. So preaching, it's not a separate part of bhakti. It comes under the category of bhakti, navavira bhakti of kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did prachar. The word is there throughout the Chaitanya Charitamrita describing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. For example, there's one verse which is very important in Adi Lila chapter 4, verse something 298, 299. But the verse is like this. It says, Prem Ras. First it says, there's 2-3 verses in a row. First it says, avataram mulakaran. Avataram mulakaran. The avatar of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the descent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mul, like dasamul rishta, is a type of Ayurvedic medicine. Mul means the root. The root, the basis, the cause, R-O-O-T, root. The root cause, the primary cause. And karan means cause. Everyone knows Krishna's the cause of all causes, sarva karana karana. So there, Krishna's Kaviraj is telling very clearly, in the very beginning, Adi Lila, many very important chapter, chapter 4. Very important chapter, all about the mission of Lord Chaitanya, the external mission of preaching and Dharma, and the internal mission of relishing Radharani's love and tasting the happiness she feels in serving Krishna, and what joy it is to be a devotee of Krishna. These are the internal reasons. So there he says, avatara mulakaran, the primary reason for Lord Chaitanya coming to this world is two. Then he says in the next verse, prem ras niryas ashwadan. Prem ras niryas ashwadan. Ashwadan. The same as Hindi. Ashwadan means to taste. Ruchi means taste, and ashwadan means to taste, the ruchi, and technically. Because sometimes you say ruchi. Ashwadan means, like we say, there's sweet taste, and then there's the tasting the sweet. the sweet taste is outside of me, and when I taste it, then it's inside of me. So ruchi is outside, and then when you taste it, it's inside. You're tasting Krishna. So he says, Prem Ras Niryas. Niryas means essence. The essence of Prem Ras. Who's Prem Ras? And it already described so many verses before and in the rest of the book. The Prem Ras, the Madhurya Prem Ras, Madhurya Prem Ras of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan, especially Radharani's Prema Shraya. The Ashraya, she's the Ashraya Vigraha of Madhurya Bhav, of conjugal love. She's Ashraya, the shelter, the reservoir, the form of this love. And Krishna, Krishna's the subject, he's the Vishai. She's Ashraya, the object. He's the lover and she's the beloved. So Prem Ras Niryas Ashwadan. So he came for internal reason of tasting. Now the primary cause of him also coming, then it says in the next verse, Raganuga Bhakti Pracharan. Raganuga Bhakti Pracharan. Pracharan is in Bengali, Pracharana. Ashwadana, so this is Prem Ras Niryas Ashwadan. Raganuga Bhakti Pracharan. It's Bengali. It's poetry. So he's telling there, I came to preach Raganuga Bhakti. Six Goswamis, they preached Raganuga Bhakti. They wrote about it. They taught about it. They preached Vaidhi Bhakti and Raganuga Sadhana and Bhavan Prem. But all their books primarily are aiming at the Abhideya of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, especially Raganuga Bhakti. Vaidhi Bhakti, everywhere, everyone's practicing Vaidhi Bhakti. The first one, the most popular preacher of Vaidhi Bhakti, ordinary, regular Vaidhi Bhakti, is Prahlad Maharaj. He preached in Satyuga, which is like 3 million years ago. Three million years ago, in the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, Prahlad Maharaj, he opens up, he says, this is the Navaveda Bhakti. It's eternal. Bhakti is transcendental. It's Krishna's Ladini Shakti and Samvit Shakti combined in a loving mood. Bhakti, Priti, Bhav, Prem. This is the ultimate meaning of bhakti. It descends into the heart from Guru and Krishna and the Parishads, eternal associates. So 3-4 million years ago, Prahlad Maharaj, he preached Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti. Prahlad Uvacha, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Shravanam Vishnu, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Parasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanavedanam, Nadavira Bhakti. So that's right there in the Bhagavatam. So now Lord Chaitanya came in Kali Yuga 4 million years later to give the same thing? No. Because Prahlad Maharaj can give that.
Yes.
Prahlad Maharaj gave Vaidhi Bhakti, no problem. He was a very big preacher, 5 years old. Komarat Acharat Pragya Dharman Bhagavatamiha. Komarat Acharat Pragya. He says, Komarat Acharat Pragya. As a Komara, it means 2, 3, 4, 5 years old is Komar, Bal Gopa Kumar. So these are young boys. So Prahlad is a Kumar. Komara Acharat Pragya. Pragya means Pragyan, Prakrishta Gyan. He should be very fixed in knowledge. then he's acharya. So even if he's 5 years old and if he's fixed in knowledge and vigya and realization, he's acharya. Dharma, Komara is a verse in the Bhagavatam, 7th canto. So Prahlad Maharaj was an acharya of Vaidhi Bhakti, and he was 5. And Shukadeva Goswami was an acharya of Vaidhi Bhakti, Rag Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, Vraj Bhakti, and he's 16. He was 16 when he spoke the 10th canto of Bhagavatam and Brahmar Gita and Gopi Gita and Veda Gita and Vira Gita. And Veno Gita and Gopi Gita and Viraha Gita and Brahmar Gita and Yuga Gita. So many Gita's are there about the Madhurya Prema of the Gopis and Braj. All by Shukadeva, not by Prahlad. So he's teaching Vaidhi Bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya came, and it's told also in the 4th chapter of Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Anarpita Charim Chirat Karanaya Vataram Karanaya Karanaya Vatirna Kalo. In the age of Kali, the most compassionate Lord Gauranga has appeared as a combination of Radha and Krishna Yuga, all the Prem, Ladani, Prem, Srup of Radharani, and all the Samvit Shakti of Krishna coming together as Gauranga in the combined form of Bhakti Pradatta. Bhakti Pradatta, Prem Pradatta. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guru Chuse Nama. Namo Brahmani Devaya Go Brahmani. No, we're saying, what's it? Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema. Krishna Prema Pradayate. Lord Chaitanya came to give Krishna Prema. What Krishna Prema? Braja Prema. What type of Braja Prema? Madhurya Prema. What type of Madhurya Prema? Gopika Prema. What type of Gopika Prema? Nitya Saki Gopika Prema. Radha Sneha Adika means Manjri Bhav Kinkri Bhav. Ai Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram Patita Mama Shameva Bambaro. He's telling his Shikshasama, hey, Nandanandan, I am your kinkar. Kinkar means it's male, because it's a male saying at Gauranga. But he's in Radhabhav. Shikshastakam, you must be knowing. Ai nanda tanacha kinkaram. But kinkar is male, and feminine is kinkari. Kinkar means servant. It's a Hindi word also, and Sanskrit, and also Bengali. Many Sanskrit and Bengali. So he's saying, oh, Nandanandan, I am your kinkari. I'm your manjari. I'm your maidservant. Keep me fixed at your feet, because a servant's place is at the feet of the master. That's what it means, master servant. That's the whole meaning of it. That's why, what does it mean to be in Dasyarati? You've heard of Hanuman? Hanuman? Bhakta Hanuman? Ramchandra Hanuman? He's called Dasyarati Bhakta Hanuman Ki Jai. And what did he do? He's always sitting at the feet of Hanuman, at the feet of Sri Ram. Because his servant is always at the feet of the master. Ayinanda tenacha kinkaram patitam bhama shubhema vamato kripya tava pada pankaja sita duli sadrisham vichintya. Keep me fixed as a particle of dust at your feet. So this is the Manjri's prayer also. Radharani, O Radharani, O Nanda Nandan, I'm your kinkari, I'm your Manjri, I'm your maidservant, I'm your dasi. Please keep me fixed at your feet. So if you're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you're preaching Raganuga Bhakti to those suitable candidates, then that's also very satisfying preaching, and it's also very good for your bhajan. But the real bhajan, the main bhajan in Gaudiya, traditional, what we can say is traditional Gaudiya Vaishnavism, is most everyone did their personal nirjan bhajan, their personal development. The idea of propagating and expanding, let's say, well, it's hard to say, because Lord Chaitanya, Jiva Goswami, they engaged in preaching. So if preaching, everything is anukul. You have to see the main principle about any seva we're doing, first of all, it should be, is it guru agya? Is it sanctioned by guru? If we don't have diksha guru, then we have Shiksha Guru. Shiksha Guru are the books, the Shastras, the Granthas, Granths. And then the Shiksha Guru is also the super soul in the heart, guiding us. But if we have Guru, then the Guru's order is there. Do like this, do like that, do this service. And as far as, is preaching favorable for serving Krishna and favorable for pleasing Krishna, and a favorable way to become attached and to develop love for Krishna, we can say, surely it is. Because there are so many devotees that are preaching, and they're very dear to Radha and Krishna, and very dear to the Lord. Krishna is even telling in Gita, in the 18th chapter, he says, anyone who preaches a message of Bhagavad Gita to devotees, sometimes it's told in a different way, seeing the whole world as devotees, but it says mud bhaktas. If you do preaching to Krishna's devotees, not with the idea that the dog is a devotee and the tamaguni is a devotee and the adivasi and the demon and agnostic and everybody's a devotee. No, he's specifically saying devotee. That's the 18th chapter. Sometimes that's interpreted, oh, if you want to please Krishna, you should go sell books and preach. That's not really what the verse or what the commentaries are saying. It means to share the Harikatha with devotees. So if your guru's order is to give classes about Krishna and speak about Krishna, then that's your seva. And you do that service, and when Krishna is pleased, and guru is pleased, and Krishna is pleased, and then you'll make progress in bhakti. That's the basic formula that everyone knows. But as far as an open question, which is more favorable to develop love for Krishna? Because then we have to say hearing, chanting, remembering. You read and hear and chant and remember. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. These are the three most important limbs. In Raghunuga Bhakti, they emphasize more Smaranam. We chant, everyone chants a minimum 1 lakh of rounds a day, or as many rounds as they can, at least trying for 1 lakh. And then they read Shastras, and they do save in their mentally conceived spiritual body. Many things they do. But the main thing is to remember the pastimes and sevas and moods of Radha Krishna's eternal associates in the Madhurya Bhav, in the Gopi Bhav, in Raghunuga Bhakti. Preaching is not one of the main things. You can see Lord Chaitanya did preach, yes, that's a fact. And the six Goswamis, they printed books and they sent out Narottam and Jiva and Shamananda all over India to preach. And Shamananda, his parivar, he preached to thousands of people and they converted kings. So he did lots of preaching. So they're very advanced devotees. So they're also their bhajan. So they preached and they wrote and they meditated, did everything. They're all arounders. So if you can do everything, that's the example we see of our Goswamis, who were the greatest devotees of Lord Chaitanya. They did lots of personal bhajan. They did lots of personal bhajan, maybe even more so in the later part of their life. And the earlier, younger days in their life, they were traveling and preaching. In many cases, they were big acharyas. Rupa Goswami is a big, he initiated somebody, and Jiva Goswami initiated somebody, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. It's nothing. They initiated. And this is, you have to see, is it the order of your guru? And then you judge a thing by its results. If you're preaching and you're remembering Krishna and you feel yourself getting attached to Krishna, then that's good. But if it's
practical results also.
Practical, yeah. If you have no guru agya, if your guru has not ordered you, if your guru just says, doesn't tell you to preach, just says, oh, you chant Hare Krishna, read the books, become a devotee, then preaching is your free choice. That's your free will. So you don't have to do it. In Hindi, there's a phrase which I've heard, but I can't remember, something about Dakan or something. That if you said preaching is the belching of eating. You know belching? You know what belching means? You don't know. If you eat a good meal, a very good meal, very satisfying, prasad, and they keep eating, then you go, boom! Some go make this sound.
Right.
It's called Dakar.
Yes.
What's it called, Hindi?
Dakar,
yeah. Say something, Dakar Prachar.
Yes.
That preaching is the Dakar of bhajan.
Okay.
Just as you're a Hindi person?
Yes.
Yeah. So just as the result of your stomach being full. Is it burnt? And people see one more. No, I don't want more. Yeah. Until that comes, you're eating like you follow. It's a very common sense,
right.
Common experience.
Yeah.
So there's a phrase that says that when your bhajan is complete and your bhajan is full, then boom, you preach.
Right.
You got it?
Yeah. That's where my question lies, actually, Maharaj. Because sometimes I think...
If it's the order of your guru and you've been one day in the movement, then you go preach, sell books. That's his order. I joined the movement when I was 24 in Los Angeles. And I was, in the first day, I was out selling books. I hadn't even read them yet. So this is the way it was in those days.
What about after perfecting your life, you can preach? I mean,
you're
full.
Follow your guru's agya is there, or your own inspirations. In India, it's called prerna.
Right.
Prerna means inspiration.
Right.
God inspires you. You see that because advancement in bhakti means advancement in spiritual qualities.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the if we're advancing in bhakti, it means we're advancing in our love for Radha. And our love for Krishna. So Radharani, she's known as Karunamayi. She's very compassionate.
Yes.
So if you love someone, if you love the ocean of compassion, she's called Karuna Sindhu. Ocean, Sindhu, ocean of compassion. Karunamayi. Mayi means composed of, saturated, compressed, totally made of compassion from... Not just her. Sometimes, so he's very compassionate. People will say, "Oh, yeah, he's a person of the heart. He's a very feeling. He cares for others. He feels for others. He loves others. He's compassionate." So they say compassion is in the chest. It's in the heart,
yes.
In the mind. But Radharani's compassion is from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. Her whole body is compassion, ocean of compassion, unlimited. So if we're increasing our attachment and our love and our attraction for Radha and Krishna, then naturally those qualities come into us. The tolerance and the purity and the compassion and the mercy and humility. So then you become advanced devotee, then you see around you everyone is suffering.
Yes.
Everyone's really, really suffering. And you were also really, really suffering. And someone compassionately helped you out of their love and compassion. So you feel indebted, you feel grateful, kritagya, grateful. And then out of your inner heart, your melting of your heart, with the advancement of bhakti, your heart will melt. It will melt with divine qualities like tolerance and compassion and peacefulness. Then you will express that by preaching.